Oh shit, did it just start?
Potatoes.
Turn on. Welcome to Oatmeal, a podcast all about the MK Ultra experiments and the results.
MK Ultra was an experiment done by the CIA. They used messed up and inhumane ways to test new way of mind control for the Cold War.
Now that you have a better idea of what MKUltra is, let's get into the details of the things that took place.
MKUltra started in 1953 and ran all the way through 1973. The CIA used men and women from Canada and the U.S. as guinea pigs. The problem was that the people being tested were there involuntary. The CIA would lure people to their safe houses where they would then be tested on.
Alan Dulles was the director of the CIA at the time and was the one to approve this project. He put the project into effect because of the government's fear of the Soviets, Koreans, and the Chinese. Alan was trying to develop techniques of mind control to use against the Soviet bloc agents to control human behavior using drugs and other psychedelic stimulants.
The CIA used techniques such as electroshock, LSD, methamphetamine, heroin, and other inhumane ways to try to hypnotize the unsuspecting victims.
The most popular drug used was LSD or acid. This is because it proved the most psychedelic effects and therefore was giving the CIA the most opportunity to alter their minds.
In this time period, LSD was not used much, so people didn't know much about it. The CIA soon found out that the drug did not do much except provide a hallucinogenic state. Because of this, the CIA switched drugs and LSD hit the streets.
Before anyone knew it, the CIA had introduced LSD to the world.
Now let's get into some more detail about why this idea even started. In 1950, it was the height of the Cold War. The U.S. government feared that the Soviets were using mind control on citizens and sending them to America.
The USA believed that these brainwashed citizens were sleeper cells, which are basically citizens who have been brainwashed and taught to kill. The Soviets would send them to America, where the sleeper cells would be activated and they would begin to kill Americans.
One of the ways the CIA got their victims was to lure men to safe houses, claiming they were there to see prostitutes. The men's drinks would be spiked with the drug of choice, and agents would observe the effects behind a two-way mirror while recording devices sat in the outlets of the room. Most of these types of experiences took place in San Francisco, New York, and California.
With these experiments, there was a scientist by the name of Frank Olson. On a CIA retreat in New York City, Frank drank a cocktail that happened to be spiked with LSD. He later fell out of his hotel window to his death. In 1994, his family requested to have a second autopsy done after his death, and there they were found marks on the body that showed a beating before his fall, which brings up the question of, was he assassinated by the CIA? If so, why?
Some people who were put through the experiment did manage to survive, and some are still alive today. We reached out to find someone by the name of Eddie Andrews. We asked him if he could remember anything about the events that took place. This is what he had to say.
I remember when they first started MKUltra experiment. No one knew what it was, but for some reason they decided to use me as a guinea pig. They forced me to drink this liquid. I didn't know what was in it at the time, but they said it was a new medicine I had to test. For about a month, I was drinking LSD every day, and that had some very bad effects on me. And I had no idea what it was. It was the worst time of my life. I realized later they were forcing me to drink LSD. I was one of the first people on Earth to have ever done acid. Once they knew the LSD effects were happening, they started talking to me really weird. I didn't know it at the time, but they were trying to brainwash me and get me to do bad things. They had me in some time of... But they were trying to brainwash me... They had me in some kind of, like, interrogation room somewhere, and no one even knew I was there. I'm glad I survived and escaped when I did, because my life could have been a lot different if the experiments had worked on me how they wanted them to.
Eddie went on to explain how they kept him in a house, and he was never allowed to leave. He never spoke with anyone but CIA agents. He was not allowed to have any contact with the outside. Windows were sealed off, doors were locked, and he was kept for about 3 years before he finally got out. He explained that a guard went out late at night and accidentally left a door open. That's when he made his run.
Through this whole process, it is not known if or when any of these test subjects were really used for the purpose of the war.
By the end of the war, almost all records on this project were gone. Any test subjects who didn't escape were most likely killed, and any loose ends that were involved with the project MKUltra somehow disappeared.
As we come to the end of our podcast, let's go back to sum this up. At the height of the Cold War, the government needs... A retaliation for Russian sleeper cells.
So they decided to use U.S. and Canadian citizens. They lure them into houses and force them to take different narcotics.
They strap them to chairs and use electroshock therapy.
The CIA even went as far as to have some of their own members assassinated because they considered them to be loose ends.
By the end of it, no one knows if any of these experiments even worked. The government could have spent all that money and time and found nothing.
To this day, anything we tried to find out about the topic, the CIA and the United States government has denied. But proof is out there, and somehow people can find it. So make your own decision.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. I'm Sarah Koenig, along with Ethan Schmidt. And this has been our podcast, Oatmeal, on the MKUltra Project. Okay.